We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of the Giants Mailbag. Lance Mett will be answering your questions. I am John Schmelke. Here, Lance, is question number one. Teresa in Astoria, Queens, what do you think of some of the practice squad players that played in the game last week, like Ben Edwards and Matt Lacoste?
Well, Matt Lacoste led the way with three catches. The tight ends were heavily involved in the Giants' offensive game plan this past week, especially with Odell Beckham not in the mix. You also saw Matt Lacoste get involved in terms of his blocking. He was very amped up and animated once he joined the roster, so it was no surprise that he performed quite well in the contest. As far as the other wide receivers are concerned, you're talking about players, John, that had very limited reps in terms of the practice week. So, I mean, the expectations had to be kept in check. It's all about them getting more and more comfortable on the 53-man roster as well as within the flow of the offense.
And, of course, potential players for the future as well for the Giants. The more game action they get now, the better they'll be off in the future. Question number two, Larry all the way up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
How did Ryan Nassib look in his limited time on the field on Sunday?
Well, Ryan Nassib was on the money, 5 for 5. So efficiency was right up there. And, you know, Ryan Nassib looked good at times throughout the course of the preseason when he's had some limited reps. He was able to move the ball down the field. He took his chances with what the defense presented. So I'd say overall, given it was a limited opportunity, not many drives, Ryan Nassib was extremely efficient against the Vikings.
And a very small window that he hit Miles White for that touchdown pass. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent throw. That's your Giants mailbag. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time, everybody. Happy New Year.